The town of Lake Benton is the locket in a necklace of wind turbines stretching northwest and southeast of the community. The machines follow the crest of Buffalo Ridge, the soil and stone wave left in the wake of a long-gone glacier. Some of the wind machines are 20 stories tall, and their blades chop the air with methodical precision while the turbine winds. One of the machines is on the Donald Prosh farm. A hayfield surrounds the wind turbine, and cows wander nearby.
I think they're the most wonderful thing that happened, because the wind is free and it's forever. That's the best part.
Prosh and his wife, Leona, like to call it their wind machine, the only one on their property. Donald asked only half in jest whether a big P could be painted on their machine to let the world know whose land it's on. He marvels at the massive below-ground concrete slab which anchors the slender steel tube supporting the blades.
What amazed me about it is, see, I question why they're building them so tall. In this windy country, I said they maybe could tip over, but I know why they're tall, because we can see them rotating when there's hardly no wind on the ground.
The project was built by Enron Wind Corporation under an agreement with Northern States Power, which will buy the electricity. It's the biggest step yet toward NSP's obligation to produce enough wind electricity by 2002 to power some 140,000 homes. Under a 1994 legislative agreement, NSP also agreed to produce biomass electricity. The first biomass project is based in Granite Falls. It'll use alfalfa as fuel to produce electricity. In exchange for the alternative energy projects, NSP was allowed to store nuclear waste in above-ground casks at its Prairie Island plant in southeast Minnesota. NSP's entry into the wind business occurs as the industry becomes more efficient. The blades of the wind turbines are being made more aerodynamic to catch every bit of wind. NSP Energy Marketing Director Audrey Zibelman says the cost of wind production is dropping.
When we first started in wind, we were talking about 10 to 12 cents a kilowatt hour. With these types of projects, we've been able to reduce it down to 3 to 4 cents a kilowatt hour, which is just tremendous.
That sharp drop makes some believe wind farms should blossom like spring flowers on Buffalo Ridge. One of them is Lincoln County Economic Development Director Jim Nichols.
How many things can we produce here that we can transport instantaneously to New York City? Somebody can flick on their bathroom light in New York City in the middle of the night and the power came from the Buffalo Ridge. Think about that. It isn't just what we can produce out here, it's how we can transport it and where we can transport it.
Nichols says the Midwest has the best wind patterns in the U.S. for large-scale production, but so far construction is slow. Outside of Minnesota, the only major activity in the Midwest is in northern Iowa, where there are two wind farms planned. So far, all phases of the NSP wind project have been built in Minnesota, within a few miles of Lake Benton. However, bids are coming in now for the last phase of the project, and the utility holds out the possibility that it could be constructed in a neighboring state. The downtown area of Lake Benton will not be at its best for the wind dedication. The streets are torn up for reconstruction. Mayor Marlon Thompson says when the work is done, the downtown will have a wind energy theme, including one special crossroads.
This intersection will be made of concrete, but embedded in that concrete will be the replica of the wind tower blades, which will be in a red concrete. And along with that, we will have historic lighting standards downtown. And on those standards will be banners, which will also have a replica of the wind tower.
Thompson says the wind projects have been a boost for the town's economy, and he believes tourism will increase as people stop to view the wind machines. In addition, the county now collects property tax money from the wind farm, which could eventually bring in $1 million a year. The amount is significant enough that the county is currently debating with the power generators over just how much the county's tax cut should be. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.